The word of the Lord to his people is that we lift the standards higher and still higher. If we obey his voice, he will work with us, and our efforts will be crowned with success. The Colporter Evangelist, page 25. Yes, we can have success, just as the people of Israel, the children of Israel, did with the leadership that they had from Moses, Aaron, Joshua. We know that this quarter here we've been talking about Israel in the wilderness and the 40 years of wandering in here today, this Sabbath, or getting ready to go into the promised land. So I thought I'd just continue it a little bit longer today, talk about that. You know, the second generation ready to go in to the promised land. You know, and today I want to talk about here it is, the last Sabbath of 2009. How successful have you been this year in your own lives and in your lives as children of God? You know, are we ready? How can we have success in this new year, 2010? Let us have prayer as we start. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come into your presence on this holy Sabbath day, to praise thy holy name, to honor thee, Father. You ask us to be in your presence. You ask us to sup with us on this Sabbath day, Father. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit is touching our hearts in a special way today, and that we are truly children of God, and we are looking forward to that time when we will go into the promised land. But right now, going into the new year, 2010, what will it be for each of us? Will we be successful in giving the gospel message? Will we be successful in the work that you have given to each one of us? I pray, Father, now that you will give me the power from on high to speak the words that I have for today. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Really took Moses quite a long time, you know, in his life broken down into 40, 40, and 40. Do we ever break our lives? Do you ever break your lives down into sections? Maybe if we take them before we gave ourselves over to the Lord, and then after that, so maybe that section there, you know. So, but there, but it took long years of preparation, and finally the burning bush experience. And God called Moses to lead the people out of Israel. You know, we read in Deuteronomy 34 that the conclusion of his life, you know, Moses' life, God had finished preparing Joshua to take over as the leader and to bring the people in. And Joshua was one of the greatest general, was the greatest general that Moses had in his command, you know. Joshua had been faithful to God and to Moses and his leadership, you know. And it started with Moses, you know, for 40 years he led the children of Israel. And as we know, we've been studying these last 13 weeks. You know, it started with him leading through the plagues of Egypt. Then he led them through the safety, through the first Passover. He led them out of Egypt and across the river, the Red Sea. He led them to water in the desert. He led them to food of manna and quail. And then he led them to the Mount of Sinai in the law of God. And here I've been saying he, but here's the thing. For 40 years, he did his best to lead the flock that God did, but he did it according to God's will. And that was his key for him. It was not him himself. It was God's will that he do this, and he relied upon God to be able to accomplish his goal. You know, we see that Moses' time was finished here on this earth. He had done the work that God commissioned for him to do. You know, marked the end of an era, and it signified a new beginning with a new leader. And like Israel, we stand on the brink of a new beginning, and that's the new year, 2010. Really, how has the year 2009 been for you? Has it been a good one? Has it been so-so? Has it been a bad one? Have you grown in the Lord Jesus Christ? I pray that you have, but I pray for a new beginning here in the year 2000, and it'll be even much better yet. We're coming to the close, just as Israel came to the close there to go into the promised land. Very soon we're going to go into the promised land. We have that assurance if we do God's will, and that will happen to us, you know. And after Moses' death and burial, Joshua was to lead Israel to fulfill the covenant that God gave to Abraham centuries before. You know, bringing the Israelites to a land of their own. And we know that this land here that we're in now is not a land of our own. We have the promised land to go into a new inheritance, to spend eternity ever being in. And as we see how this land is here, we know that it's going to be much different. We don't even have words to comprehend what God has prepared for each and every one of us. We have that opportunity very soon to be able to see it. You know, with starting with Joshua 1, God told Joshua how he could be successful. And how does one define success? How do you define it? Some people might define success as a favorable course of termination of anything attempted. And here's part of it, the gaining of position, wealth, fame, and so forth. There's many more you can add to that to do that. But however, as a Christian, it means being able to be obedient to God's will. And I pray this morning that each one of us have been in 2009, but will even be more obedient coming into the new year 2010. He will give us everything that we need to be able to be successful for him. We know that there's a difference with success between a Christian's definition and the world's definition of it. You know, we all want success. We want it here in year 2000. And there's five principles that we can take out of Joshua 1 that will help us. The number one principle is understand the purpose of God. Moses had been faithful in leading Israel. He had been a good steward of the task that God had given him, and he was able to complete it only through God's will and through his help, you know. God tells Joshua the same thing, exactly what he needs to do, and we just read that in Joshua 1, verses 1 and 2, you know. Joshua didn't argue with God. Moses did 40 years before that, though, you know. And even the Israelites did not argue or complain at this time. 40 years in the desert had taught them to trust God, to obey him. We know that they did not obey him completely because we know what happened as we look at the history of Israel in the promised land. But at that time, they were ready to go into the promised land. Joshua, God said, Joshua is in charge, so let's go forward. I believe a couple of sermons ago I mentioned that, going to go forward. And that's what every time that we have, we're not to stop. We're always to go forward, and God will help us through that time. You know, Joshua knew that God had a purpose for him in his life. God has a purpose for each one of us also here today. And where does God want you to find success? Where does he want me to find success? You know, just what I've said, what have we done in 2009 to prepare us for his purpose here in 2010 that is coming up? The number two principle, have faith in God's promises. We know that God's promises are true, that we can trust him. We know that it is us that breaks that trust, that breaks that promise. But God's promise is always true. If he says he's going to help us through, he will do that. You know, we read in Joshua verses 2 through 4 there to see how God led Israel and led Joshua to and how to do that. What did he give them? I know that many of you have a GPS. Your car. And that's what he gave Joshua. A global positioning system. God keeps his promise. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I pray that your faith is strong this Sabbath day. And as I said, how, as you prepare for 2010, how is your faith? How is my faith? Can you say with the songwriter, where he leads me, I will go, and I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Are you prepared as we go into the year 2010 to go all the way with Jesus? I pray that you are. I pray that I am. And I pray that we will help others to be able to do that. Talking this morning in Sabbath school about opportunities, you know. And God gives us those opportunities to be able to do it. Many times we pass them by, we don't look at them. But God has these opportunities. He brings the people to us, or he sends us to the people, puts us in places where we can have that opportunity to give that gospel message that Jesus is coming again. Jesus loves you. Sometimes it's hard for people to understand that, but we tell them that God loves them, that Jesus loves them, you know. And they can't comprehend that for some reason. You know, I don't know why. But Jesus gives us the same promises to us today as Christians, you know. If we allow the Holy Spirit to live in us and move in us, you know, he's going to give us the reason for being. And we can read that in Acts 17:29. You know, we're to live by faith, not by feeling. And someone once said, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. And I pray that that's the way that it is with us, you know. And sometimes I think that as we look at the scripture and read his word, and it says obey the Ten Commandments, and we should have no question. That's what he told us to do that, and that's it. But we know that we have to tear even that apart, find reasons why we don't have to do it, or why we do it, or why would he have us do that, you know. But just take God at his word, and we can be successful, you know. And, of course, you might be saying that you don't know what I'm going through. You don't understand, and I don't. But God does. God understands everything that we're going through. There's nothing that he doesn't know, you know. He's going to be with you forever. He'll be with me forever. He's promised that, you know. He will never leave us. What a promise that we have. God will never leave us, you know. And we just pray that as we get ready for 2010, that we know that and do that. And the fourth principle, have courage and accept God's power. Courage. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't. It takes courage for many things. And I pray that we can do it through God's power. Power from on high, nothing of ourselves. If we can do away with self there and conquer that self through the power of the Holy Spirit and rely on God's power, what success we will have. We can look at David, see the courage that he had. You know, he was blessed with the commitment and devotion of Moses and Joshua and the other old-time patriarchs from before him. He knew that he could accomplish great things through God, and I know that each one of us can too. Through God, we can accomplish anything. You know, David's courage was such that he was able to kill a bear, he was kill a lion, even killed the giant Goliath. You know, and he was able to have the strength to cope with King David or with King Saul's tirades that was ready. It helped God or David to be a good king, to repent quickly when he sinned. And I pray that we do that today ourselves, that when we sin, we know it. We know when we sin most of the time. There are unknown sins, but sins that we do know, we need to repent quickly to do that. He even obeyed God when his own son Absalom defied him and was tried to even kill him. He still obeyed God. You know, Caleb and Joshua believed God would be successful with them, that would fulfill his promises, and they were not afraid of the giants in the land. You know, we have giants in our lives today. You know, Are we anticipating any giants in the year 2010? Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You can find that in verse 9 there. The fifth principle, do exactly as God commands. I had a hard time with that when my parents used to tell me what to do, you know. I was defiant quite a bit. I always had to use that famous word, you know, why? Of course, a good time. And then usually it was because. And then I used that with my children when they said why, you know, and then I would say because. But do as God, exactly as God does. In 1 John, we're reminded that if we walk in the light, we will have fellowship with Jesus, and our sins will be cleansed. That there, and I pray that our sins will be cleansed, that we can go into the new year as we do each day, repenting of our sins with our sins cleansed, and start fresh for the year 2010. To remember the words of the old hymn, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. This Sabbath morning, do you trust? Do you obey God? I pray that you do. I pray that I do. To be happy, we need to walk with God. It's a narrow way, but He's going to help us through that narrow way of life. We know that we're going to falter, we're going to stumble, even sometimes fall off the pathway. But Jesus is there to pick each and one of us up. See two foot sets of footprints, and then all of a sudden you only see one. Jesus Christ is carrying us. We know that. We need to stay close to God. We have to live lives of holiness and walk carefully, you know, along that highway of holiness that each one of us can have. We have to pay attention to His plan. He's got a plan for each one of us, whether you know it or not. But most of us had a plan of our own. Some of these plans God let us walk down. Some He didn't. But if He wasn't able to fulfill that plan that He had in us, He has another one. But we have to be willing to be able to accept that second plan that He has for us. He's going to give us everything that we need to be able to do it. There's nothing that He's going to leave out. We know that Joshua and Israel were successful. And God gave them the promised land. And I just pray that we can prosper and have a successful year here in the 2010. But we got to submit our wills and surrender all to God. And I pray that we can do that without too much trouble, without too much putting stumbling blocks in it, because it's ourselves that do that. We ourselves put stumbling blocks in our way. We can blame everybody else. We can blame anything else in our lives. But it's usually us that puts that stumbling block that stops us, God, from being able to work with each one of us. So I just pray that we take those stumbling blocks out of our lives in this new year. And when He gives that, He's going to fill us with His Spirit. We will have joy. And He's going to give us success and prosperity in this year 2010. So I pray that we have a few more days to prepare for it. I hope that we've already prepared for it, but we do have a few more days for that. God wants us to have the best in 2010. And I just wonder, do you want the best that God has for you in 2010? We'll close with our hymn now. Closing hymn. Our gracious Heavenly Father, our trials past, our joys complete, safe in our Father's home. Thank you for that promise, our Heavenly Father. We know that that promise will come true very soon. It is time for our Lord and Savior to come, to collect His people, to take them home with Him, to spend eternity. You know, what times we will have spending eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's time with our Father, seeing what He has prepared for us, that we may enjoy life in the promised land. In Jesus' precious name, amen.